You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review. I have a bit of a cold, so forgive me if I'm sniffling and coughing a bit, but we'll get through this, I promise. Today's episode is Phil Demers? I can't remember how to say his last name, sorry, Phil. Episode 1297. Now, he's the Marineland guy from Canada. He's been on before a few times, and I really feel for this guy because what he's been going through is incredibly difficult, and when you hear the podcast, your heart has to go out to him because he's not only fighting for a really pretty courageous and caring endeavor, but he's also putting himself at risk and really putting himself out there to great stress. And what a guy. I mean, it was super inspiring to listen to him talk and hear what he went through. Let's get this started.
Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want?
So, you know, just a bit of the backstory for him, and obviously they go into it in much greater detail in Joe's podcast, but he worked at Marineland, he bonded with this walrus there. So he was like really connected to it and would take care of it. And then some things happened and he left and he spoke out about it. And then they ended up suing him. And it's been like 6+ years where they've really hit him hard with lawsuits. And they've just been coming after him. And all he wants to do is just close that place down and really take care of these animals. And, you know, it's very important because he talks about, for example, like some of the creatures there, like the whales they have. They're super emotional creatures. You know, the sons will bond with their mother, like, basically for life. You know, these aren't just fish. These are mammals with really complex brains that get jammed in these little pools. I don't think I've ever been to, like, a SeaWorld or anything, as far as I can tell. I've been to a few aquariums, you know, but they don't have a lot of mammals there. You know, they might have, like, some octopus and maybe a shark in a tank or something like that. But it is weird that we keep him in there. It's not really like a zoo, you know, like, even at zoos, I mean, you know, elephants don't have a lot of room to walk around and do things. And, but what's awful about the mammal marine ones is that they just don't live long. Like they're obviously upset and it's really painful. And, you know, and the people that work at these places, obviously, they are bonding with these creatures and they see what kind of struggle they're in. And then often when they leave, they push back. And, you know, captivity really kind of kills these animals. And Joe on the podcast talks about, you know, we look back on this one day and we'll say it's fucked up. I think that's true. I think it is. I think it's a dying thing. And, you know, and it's like, what do you do with the ones in there? Because Phil was saying that the cost to rescue these creatures and maybe get them back out into the ocean and with other pods would be immense, would be so incredibly immense that maybe there's not a great deal you can do with the ones already in captivity. But, you know, don't support them getting more of those things, you know. And yeah, Phil has put, he's been able to put a lot of pressure on the Marineland company using social media and like appealing to people. And it's very impressive. I wish I had that kind of passion really about anything. So fair play to him. Like that's strong will and character. And I have to respect that a lot. It's really impressive. Joe's show has obviously helped him a lot, you know, with the reach, which is pretty cool. And that's a testament to kind of the power of Joe's show. So when he does good things like that, I really like it. You know, it's a big part of why I like to do this podcast, because I like to see the good that can come out of it. And, you know, it may just seem like all he does is just have a guest on and that's it. But when the guest is really fighting for something important, it people pay attention to it. A lot of people have. Phil has even had goons show up at his house. He talks about that a bit. Imagine what that would be like, you know, just to put yourself in his shoes, to have people like pressuring you at the end of your street, you know, scaring your girlfriend. I don't know how hard I could fight for something like that. It's pretty scary stuff. But, you know, he held his ground. And he talks about growing up in like a tough area of Canada. And forgive me, I can't remember what city or town he said that he grew up in. But, you know, this is what made him tough. You got to take his word for that, I guess. I mean, it makes a difference. And again, he's been being sued for like 6 years. He spent $100,000+ fighting these guys. It sounds terrible. It absolutely sounds terrible. This man stands by his principles. And that, if that doesn't inspire you, I don't know what would. It's a lot of the message that was coming through. You know, you not only really feel for him, but he's not going to quit. He's come too far. And, you know, it goes to show what one person can do when they really stand by what they believe in. I mean, this company is big and it has a lot of money. And they're not able to stop him. So that's cool. Joe suggested a really cool thing on the podcast too. And I would love to hear what you guys think about it, because I'd be down to listen to it. He talked about doing like a multi-part podcast series, you know, like a well-produced one with somebody just talking about this whole process. But again, Phil is worried about being sued again by Marineland. But maybe one day he could do that. I hope that he does. I think that it's an important message, and it would inspire other people that want to fight for what they believe in and you know, kind of do the right thing. That kind of resolve is you know, not only inspiring, but it gives you a lot of faith when you're faced against giant challenges, things that you think are just too big for you, because he goes at it in the right way. He really stays focused on his task, and you know, people pay attention. He gets to go on different podcasts. Joe obviously found him out. He's had him on 3 times. Phil couldn't thank Joe enough for it, but Joe was saying the same thing. He's like, thank you. You're the one going through this. You're the one that fights for it. And he goes, I just want to hear the message and get it out there. And, you know, that's really awesome stuff. And I want to mention again, he has a GoFundMe page called Save Smoochie. And you can go on there if you want to. And obviously, you know, Joe mentioned it too. But it's something that I really want to do. And if you're into it, then go ahead and donate. Give him some money. I'm going to do it. I think that what he's fighting for is really important. And you know, I can't give a lot, but I'll give something. And it's nice when you give some money to charity or to an organization that you believe in, when you know a lot more of the backstory and where the money will be spent and how it will be spent. It's, you know, you feel a little bit part of the fight then, in a good way. Like, even though you've done just a small thing, but it's important to do, I think, to get behind things that are important that you believe in. So yeah, I'm going to check that out and go ahead and give some money. Towards the end of their podcast, they talk a little bit about the animals and what they can do. And one thing I was not aware of at all, like, I knew whales were smart. I knew that they were very emotional creatures, just from things that I'd heard. But I did not know that orca whales could kill great white sharks. I thought great whites were like absolutely the apex predator and nothing could fuck with them. But I guess there's video of like orca pods like hunting great whites, and you know, they're not even bothered. Like, the great whites can't do fucking anything against these giant whales, and it's unbelievable how badass are they. Like, nothing fucks with them. Nothing. They're out in the ocean and they're just like, oh, great white, delicious, come here, let's go. It's cool stuff. So there's some video online. It doesn't show a great deal because I guess they haven't captured a lot of it, and you can kind of see some. You see the shark's fin, and then you see the whales kind of circling him, and everyone's kind of losing their minds because they know what's going on. And yeah, unbelievable stuff. Hopefully one day they see the whole interaction. But I guess the whale kind of landed on the shark. He like jumps up and like lands down on the shark, which is, I guess they just kind of knock him out, and then you know, eat them up. But anyway, Phil's doing great stuff, I think. I think it's really nice that he's working like that. And Joe's really helping with a lot of exposure. And another testament to this podcast, I mean Joe's podcast, not mine. Mine's not doing anything useful. But yeah, to Joe's podcast and the outreach and the help that people can give. And I hope people do. I can't wait to hear him come back on when this is all finished and just have that peace and a successful outcome. I think it will be fantastic. But anyway, good luck to Phil. And thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.